Your little Carol inside is going,
yeah, thanks for seeing
thanks,
me for
Mom.
Who I am.
And so, has, I mean, that's still with you 14 years later. That has meant a lot to you.
Welcome to the Child Whisper podcast. I'm your host, Carol Tuttle, author of the best-selling parenting book, The Child Whisper. I'm with my co-host, Ann Tuttle Brown.
I'm a type 2 mom and I have a 10-year-old type 3 daughter. I'm afraid I might have suppressed her as a child because I didn't know about the child whisper. How can I make up for lost time and make sure that what I was doing before I had the child whisper doesn't affect her negatively?
We get that question quite a bit. In fact, even from parents of adult children that will comment, I wish I'd known this when my children were young. And my go-to phrase is always, it's never too late to be a great parent. Because always, always, as a parent, you are either validating, supporting, or dishonoring unknowingly your child's true self.
You didn't have this information until I was 18, out of the house. And I mean, we've made great strides in our relationship because of this information in the later years of my life as a child.
And part of our human psychology is any unmet need or lack of validation that we were not able to receive in our childhood, our psyche is still seeking it. And so you're able to make up the difference actually quite easily, no matter the age of your child, if you weren't able to give them the validation and support they needed when they were young, because it's just part of our human development that's sort of hanging out there still going, tell me I'm okay being who I am. In fact, it's one of the biggest influences in what people are doing in relationships, and too often people are in people-pleasing tendencies because they're still seeking to get validation from others because they didn't get a sufficient amount as a child. And so any parent can give validation and support when they know this information, so age becomes irrelevant. What can you do, though? Because by age 10, if you have not honored your child's true nature, and in this case, if you're a type 2 parent with a high movement, push forward, determined type 3 child, good chance there's been a lot of shushing and sit still and stifling and trying to counter this movement with calming it down. And so you've sent a message by age 10, it's not safe or appropriate to be who you are. It's not okay. So children then will pick up tendencies and habits to counter their true nature by age 10. And now you can help them let those go. You can start to unwind anything that they've been patterned to do to please you. And that's the difference. What behavior are they conditioned to do in an effort to please the parent versus what is just natural behavior that needs to be validated, acknowledged, and honored verbally and supported?
How empowering for a child to be able to get that direction from a parent of like correction, like let me help you go this direction. I would even say in the child whisper, we have a lot of key words for every type of child. Yeah. Use those in your vocabulary as you praise and affirm your child.
I have statements of validation for each type of child in different phases of life that you can actually bring into your everyday language and weave it in, even if your child's 35, even if your child's 2. These are messages of it's good to be you. My mother is a type 2, and she learned of my nature when I was developing this information around 2004, and she started to understand me better. And she actually made apologies to me and even acknowledged me as an adult woman in her 40s. Saying,
were those null and void because you're 60 and out
of
the house?
No, it was great to finally hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like, that's
what
really
did she say to you?
Fabulous. Thank you, Mom. You're a go-getter. I see that now. You and I are a lot different. Your tendency is to really, you know, just have more confidence than me and put yourself out there and take risks. And that just really was validating. And at the time, you figure, you know, I was born in 1957. It's 2004. I'm not like, well, it's too late, Mom. You should have told me that when I was 8. You know, I was like, thank you.
Your little Carol inside is going,
yeah, thanks for seeing
thanks,
me for
Mom.
Who I am.
And so, has, I mean, that's still with you 14 years later. That has meant a lot to you.
Yeah, and I was able to see her differently and be able to give space for her to be herself without judgment and to understand. One of the most poignant things I said to her one day, and she had said to the, She had made this comment to me since I was a teen, and I think it was the difference between me being a type 3 with a secondary 4 and her being a type 2 with a secondary 1. She's a very yin energy. I'm a very yang energy, and based on her worldview, well, the yang energy were the leaders, see? And she'd say to me, you should have been the parent. Well, when you're 12 hearing that, you know, it's a little weird in your whole psyche to go, well, wait, you're my parent, and I need a parent, and don't tell me I should have been the parent. But it might have been a awkward compliment in a way, but I never took it as that. I took it as, oh, my mother's weak, and she can't show up for me the way I need to, so she's telling me I need to show up for her in a way. Well, we were driving along in the car one day. I'm an adult woman in my 40s, and she said this again to me. And I turned to her and I said, Mom, I just needed you to be my parent, and you were the parent you needed to be. I should not have been the parent. You were meant to be my parent. So I don't want you to say that to me anymore.
What and a beautiful way to say that, to acknowledge her.
Yeah.
And also just make it clear that
it's not supportive to me or you. It's putting yourself down for one thing, and it's confusing me. And I've heard it for, you know, 3 decades now. So let's just end that and let's just understand who we are.
How did she respond to that?
She was cool with it. She was like, you're right. Oh, and the other very memorable moment, we were actually in Hawaii. I remember the exact moment. We were in a thrift store in Wahiwa. I mean, you know Wahiwa. It's not like we're in upper echelon of, I mean, it's a pretty...
It's a small town.
Yeah. We're in a small town in Hawaii at a thrift store. And she decided I was talking too loud. No one's even in there. And she shushed me. And I went, Mom,
dun, dun, dun.
You don't need to shush me anymore. I'm like 50 at the time. I said, Mom, you don't need to shush me.
That's a great way to say it. You like, just, Mom, you always do that. You just said very clear.
Yeah, I said, Mom, you don't need to shush me anymore. It's okay what I was doing.
How did she respond to that?
She just got it, you know. She's being a two, type two. She's a little sheep, you know. Mm. Oh, it was a reflex.
Yeah.
Carol's loud, shush her. And I'm thinking, I'm 50. I don't need my mother shushing me. So let's get to this question. There's many, many opportunities for you to make up the difference. So the whole point of my stories was age is irrelevant. It doesn't matter how old your child is. So the parenting practice this week is go to the book, go grab your child whisper book, and look up your child's type and pick 2 or 3 phrases of validation that you're going to ask to have a chance. Just put it out there. I'm grateful the opportunity is presenting itself that I am able to validate my child's true nature. If they're 2, if they're 50, whatever age they are, the opportunity will present itself and you'll be able to give acknowledgement for the truth of who they are.
And as a result, you're going to have a more positive, successful relationship with your children.
Yeah, they'll respect you. They'll look to you, a tighter bond. They'll see you for who you are. More harmony is created from this. And that's what we want as parents. No matter the age of your child, you want to have harmonious, loving relationships because we're family. Thanks for listening. For more support, go to thechildwhisperer.com where you can purchase the book, subscribe to our weekly parenting practice email, and find a transcription and audio of the Child Whisperer podcast.
If you're listening on iTunes, thank you for leaving a review. If you have a parenting question, please send it to parenting@liveyourtruth.com.